Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat with others who have found that God's faithfulness never ends. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Merry Christmas, friends. Here we are at the second week of Advent, and today we'll be talking about peace. For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. As we're now in the full throes of Christmas, are you finding that time for peace? When I think of peace, it seems it should be coupled with quiet. Peace and quiet. How hard is it, though, to find time for that this time of year? Time for peace and quiet. Even Jesus needed time for peace and quiet, and he would wander away to the mountains to find that with the Father when things got very chaotic with the crowds. Where is your favorite place to go when you're seeking peace and a getaway? I love to go to the beach. There's something about the bigness of the sea and the smallness of me standing right beside it. Nothing like that to help me put my problems into perspective. There's nothing too hard or too big for my big, big God. The waves and winds still know his name. He's the peace speaker. He can easily calm the waves and the wind. How do I know? Because he's done it for me before, way more than one time. I believe he can, and I believe he will do it again. Even more, I know that if he chooses not to calm the storm, that he can, and he will, calm me. And frankly, that's no easy feat sometimes. Can you relate? Don't we all seek peace? Well, it's something we're all longing for. Sometimes it eludes us no matter how hard we search for it. I read recently that more people commit suicide because they lack peace than because they lack love or happiness. Wow, that's a sobering thought. Peace is what makes a widow's heartwarming smile glisten through heartbroken tears when her family appears at her door. Peace is what makes a single mom pull her babies close and giggle as they spot their first snow of the year out the window, but she doesn't even know how she's going to pay the heating bill. Peace is what makes a wife and mom with a life-threatening illness pull out all the stops and work tirelessly to make a special Christmas for her family. Peace is what makes a lonely wife missing her soldier husband raise money for a men's shelter and serve in their soup kitchen. Peace is what makes a grieving mother able to take a deep breath and thank God for another day. Peace is what helps each of us hold things together for one more day when things seem to be falling apart. It's that peace that passes all understanding. And it only comes from our big, big God. But how can we find this peace that makes no sense? Jesus brought peace into the world when he was born on that blessed night so long ago. The angels proclaimed it. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace." There's that word again. Goodwill toward men. Luke 2:13-14. Peace, blessed peace. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you." When Jesus got ready to ascend to heaven, he left us peace. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. When Jesus shed his blood for us, he poured peace into the world. Because of his sacrifice and our acceptance of his gift of everlasting life, we can rest knowing that whatever we face is temporary. We have heaven to look forward to one day. But while we're here, he's going to help us get through. He will either speak peace to our storms, or he's going to speak peace to us. You can count on it. In Isaiah 9:6, the scripture talks about Prince of Peace. And in the Hebrew, Prince of Peace is Shar Shalom, which means the one who removes all peace-disturbing factors and secures the peace. Jesus is called the Prince of Peace because he is the only one who can bring true peace, restoration, redemption, and reconciliation between you, God, and others. Without him, we can't get along with ourselves, much less with God and other people. He's the magic. Proverbs 16:7 says, "When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him." It takes two to fight, after all. I'm reminded of the Christmas carol, Silent Night, which was written by Austrian priest Joseph Mohr. In World War I, it was sang during a temporary truce on Christmas Eve, sung simultaneously in French, German, and English. Talk about a peace that passes all understanding. Wow. Has there been a time in your life when God spoke peace into an impossible situation? I have experienced this peace with the loss of both my parents and our son, and now my mother-in-law a couple of months ago. It's a calmness that can only be described as being held. There's another beautiful hymn called "It Is Well With My Soul." This hymn was written by Horatio Spafford after very traumatic events in his life. The first was the Great Chicago Fire, and that ruined him financially. Then there was an economic downturn in 1873, so he planned to travel to England with his family. And there was a late change of plans, and Spafford sent his wife Anna and their four daughters on ahead because he was delayed on business. While his wife and daughters were crossing the Atlantic Ocean, the ship sank after a collision with a sea vessel. Anna, his wife, survived, and she wrote him the now famous telegram, "Saved Alone." They lost their four daughters. Yet in the midst of that, Spafford wrote the inspiring words, "It is well with my soul. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." Talk about peace that passes all understanding. Wow. Do you want a peace like that? A peace in the midst of the storms of life? A peace like that this Christmas? Let's step back and breathe God in and breathe self out during this season as we prepare our hearts for the blessed birth of our beautiful Savior that's to come. The Hebrew word shalom means completeness or well-being. Jesus didn't come to just end wars. He came to make us complete by saving us from our sins. We can open our hearts to the peace of his coming by simply slowing down and embracing the purpose of this season as we wait. I said simply, but truly there's nothing simple about it. It is a concentrated decision that we have to make, or it simply won't happen in this hustle bustle of the season. This season, let us bring our worries to the Lord and ask him to help us trust him more. Let's ask him to help us experience the peace that is found in the promises of His Word. Trust is a big part of experiencing peace, and fear has no place in our lives as children of God. We can't control people, plans, or even our circumstances, but we can give those things to God, and we can focus on Him and His power and His goodness. Psalm 4:8 says, "In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for You alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." During this second week of Advent, let's focus on peace. Let's remember each day to say a prayer focused on peace. Praying for peace for our world, praying for peace in our hearts, praying for peace for others who are struggling in unimaginable situations during this Christmas season. Peace is a fruit of the Spirit and nothing that we can get for ourselves. We have to find that only from God. Thankfully, He's more than happy to provide that for us when we seek it in Him. Dear Lord, sometimes confusion and defeat try to creep in and steal our joy. We need Your deep down in our heart kind of peace that stays with us day and night and speaks confidently to the waves and into the wind and into whatever our situation is. Calm our anxious spirit, Lord. All the attacking if onlys and what ifs that fill us with needless worry. Whenever we're stressed, anxious, or afraid, help us to remember who to run to. Help us not to be so busy this Christmas season that we miss out on that abundant peace that can only be found in You. You're the only one that can calm our fears. You are our peace. And when we draw close to You in prayer, in reading Your Word, in praise, in helping another, in taking our minds off of ourselves, there You are. Thank You for always being there with Your sweet peace. Help us to see it this Christmas season. Help us to rest in it. Amen. May the God of all peace and comfort soothe and calm your heart as only He can. And may you find grace in the wilderness this Christmas season. Join us next week as we talk about joy. And one more time, Merry Christmas! Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust Him. And may His river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. Subscribe or follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode. See you here next time.